Well, what would probably be interesting for you to think about my work if you asked me my place of work? Because although I work in a university, I probably only go in two or three times a week to my office. Most of my work is done in my home. I usually work in bed with my laptop because I don't like sitting at the desk. And I usually am able to write better when I'm relaxed, and that's when I'm in my bed with my pajamas on. And I also spend two or three days of my week with my parents in Coventry, which is about an hour and a half away on the train from London. So I take my laptop and I can work there in bed too. And the other places would be libraries and depending on my research, where that takes me. So I actually work in different places.
So I was going to ask you about your place. I mean, we tried to take pictures of the places, but did you make a drawing yesterday?
No.
Okay, well, you'll have to do it now. And have you got a pen with you?
I've got a pencil, yes, and a rubber on it, so I can... What would this drawing be?
It would be... I would ask you for a few minutes to just make a sketch of what is your workplace. And please write your name as well so that we don't make mistakes about the spelling. This is not to sell, right? We copyleft anyway.
If you get any money out of it, good luck. You know, I don't think you would.
Could you put your full name? Because I heard you on the mic putting a very long name.
Ah, this is... Yes.
Because we're not going to get it spelt right.
Nirmal Kaur Pawar. On my passport, it says Nirmal Kaur. Because all Sikh people... In order to overcome distinctions of caste, all the women have the name Kaur, which means princess. All the men have the surname Singh, which means lion. So on my passport and my birth certificate, I'm Kaur. But I chose to use Pawar in my education. I brought my family name back. In other words, I don't care if people can tell which caste I am. So I sometimes have a problem at the immigration.
That probably wouldn't be the only one for... Okay.
Okay, so Goldsmiths.
This is Goldsmiths.
It's a very old building. It's 1850s, the university started, so, you know, it almost looks like a Freemason's lodge, some of it.
Maybe it was as well.
yeah, probably. So I see it like this, really. And then everywhere else is basically my laptop determines that is my life. I carry my very lightweight laptop, 2 kg, everywhere. So that moves between my flat in London, which is in a very strange building, shaped like a cheese slice, and I have about 17 windows in my flat, even though it's a tiny flat. So I usually work in my bedroom there, and then I work, so I move between these three places: my parents' house, which I grew up in. And I used to draw this house when I was a child, but I think I did it better then. This is a very big house as well, even though it's in a working class neighbourhood. And so, if you like, this is my workplace. And also, I work a lot on the train. The train I take between here and there, and there and there. I do loads of work on the train. And sometimes most of my interesting thoughts happen on the train. this laptop is key to everything in my life with my work. Is that okay? I'm sorry, it's
very
basic.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Okay.